Hey everyone, welcome back to Indianapolis and Lucas Oil Stadium, site of the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine. Day two of our coverage has wrapped up, and day two brings you Mike Zimmer. He spent some time in the media center, and he also spent some time chatting with us. My first question to him was, hey coach, what did you learn from going 7-9 in your first season as a head coach?
I learned that I have to do a much better job. Our team has to play a lot better. We've got to get a lot better to compete in our division where with the teams that we have. And so, that's a big part of it. You know, and everybody's saying all nice things right now. And, you know, you succeeded expectations, I guess, is the best way to look at it. Now the expectations are going to be raised, and we're going to have to play a lot better. The schedule we have next year is going to be really good with all the Western divisions and the teams in our division. So the biggest thing is I'm going to start putting it out on tape and show them where we can get better as soon as they walk in the door, and I'm going to try to get their attention very quickly.
All right, the wide receivers also spend some time in the media center at Lucas Oil Stadium, including Devontae Parker, a star from the University of Louisville. He was a teammate with Teddy Bridgewater at Louisville, and he was asked about his former quarterback.
Oh, no, we already knew what Teddy can do. He was prepared the whole time, and people doubted him, and he just proved everybody wrong. That'd be real good, you know, to reunite with him again, because, you know, we got good connections from college, and that'd be a big thing. I say he's just a real smart player. He knows the coverages, knows what the defense is doing before everybody can do anything, and he's very smart.
A host of other wide receivers took to the podium, and here's what they had to say about being at the Combine.
I mean, one thing that a team would get coming from me would be just hard work. I mean, just using my physically abilities and being that type of athlete that I can be, and just showing everybody what I've been doing the past few years and how I am on the field, and just working hard to be the best I can be and just giving them my all.
Everything I do, I want to do it the right way. I want to prepare. And as a player, I want to let them know that I'm a reliable player, consistent in many ways, and I play the game of football. I would love to play for any team that thinks enough of me to draft me.
I think simply just showing everyone that I can run all the routes. I've ran all the routes in college. Just the offense that we were in, you know, we were pretty good at throwing deep. So we kind of did that a lot, with the post routes or the go route. So I think it's just a matter of me showing everyone.
I talked to a number of teams last night. I have a lot more meetings today. And just going to continue to knock those out and enjoy the process and have fun with that. Just to be in this position is mind-blowing in itself. So it's just, I take it all in and just listen to the things they teach me and tell me, and then go from there.
A few other notes from day two at the Combine. Mike Zimmer said the Vikings may not be in the market for a free agent running back. That was interesting. He also had a few words about Cordarrelle Patterson. Interesting as well. Other things you can find on Vikings.com. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, hosted his weekday radio show from the Lucas Oil Stadium Media Center. And today he had Mike Mayock, he had Peter King, and he had Mike Florio, some heavy hitters in the NFL industry. Make sure you click around Vikings.com to check out all of that and much more. And remember to stay tuned to Vikings.com, because the Vikings Entertainment Network will bring you lots more coverage from day three of the Scouting Combine tomorrow.